Thank you, Margaret. And now we end this edition with some of the shorter stories making the news this week.
Homeless people in Norwich will be able to enjoy a hot shower, new clothes and a haircut in the city, thanks to an initiative planned by members of Under One Roof, part of local homelessness charity St Martin's. World Homeless Day is on Tuesday, October the 10th, and the event in Norwich has been planned by members of Under One Roof, which is based on Westwick Street, in collaboration with the 12th Man and other organisations in the city.
For four decades, St Andrew's and Blackfriars Hall has been the home of beer in Norwich with the annual Camera Norwich Beer Festival. In September 1977, the first ever festival was launched, and every autumn since, with the exception of 1978, thousands of people have thronged into the medieval halls to sample the best of the region's ales, beers, ciders and perries. When the 40th festival opens on Monday, October the 23rd, organisers have tracked down beers which were served in the inaugural 1977 event.
We all have our favourite holiday spots, but there is a strong chance nobody can match Max Edwards. For the man from Matlock in Derbyshire is so in love with the Broads that he has been back more than 50 times. Mr. Edwards first pushed the boat out on our waterways in 1967 and has returned time and again to enjoy the tranquility and wildlife.
The owner of Norwich Airport has reported record revenues as passenger numbers rose above the half-million mark. The Rigby Group recorded revenue of £2.17 billion in the year to the end of March, up 21.2% across its six divisions and the best in its 42-year history. One of those divisions, Regional and City Airports, owns Norwich Airport, where passenger numbers increased by 9% to go from 477,000 to 521,000. The airport also saw an increase in helicopter passengers in the oil and gas industry, using the airport from 110,000 to 112,000.
The last of seven large murals painted across Norwich's city centre has been unveiled on Arcade Street. Designed by Joey Lemesh, the artwork depicts an Iceni tribal marketplace and covers the entire underside of an archway near Castle Meadow. It's the final in a series of murals linked to the Norwich Business Improvement District's City of Stories project. The scheme has already seen large, colourful works painted on Pottergate and London Street. The scheme aims to attract more visitors to the city.
Bereaved children will enjoy a therapeutic weekend thanks to a city centre pub landlady. The Duke of Wellington on Waterloo Road, Norwich, has raised just over £2,845 for Nelson's Journey, Norfolk's child bereavement charity since 2016. Events included a fishing tournament and charity auction and quiz nights.
Think about a destination to go glamping, and chances are a former pub on the outskirts of Norwich, which has been shut for 2 years, would not spring to mind. Ambitious plans were lodged which would breathe new life into the Marlpit pub and make it much more than somewhere to enjoy a drink. As well as reinstating the pub, the plans include a restaurant, five bed and breakfast bedrooms, a new pavilion and five glamping, that's glamorous camping, units.
A special celebration of architecture across our city and county is taking place next month. The main NAA Architects exhibition is at the Forum from October the 3rd to the 13th and will include the finalists of the FAN 17 photography competition. The deadline for entries was earlier this week and the finalists are currently being decided.
That's about it for this week. Your views and comments are very important to us and you can contact us by phone on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. And leave a message on our answering machine. or just pop a note in the wallet when you return your recording if you prefer. And we have our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk.
When you've listened to Chatterbox, please return it by putting it back in the wallet. Turn over the address label on the front and just pop it in the postbox. No stamp needed, all postage paid for.
Our readers on part one were Ian Robertson and Paddy Watkins. The features were read by Sarah Houghton and Margaret Thompson, devised and presented What's On. And remember, Let's Talk follows this edition of Chatterbox.
All items were taken from the evening news by kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the content of this recording. Our sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. On behalf of this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team here at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from me, Christopher Gillam, and
Pauline Goldsworthy.
Goodbye.